We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
A Michigan resident is in Paris this morning, one day after the devastating fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. We are joined live and local now by Dr. Harold Leach in Paris this morning. Good morning, doctor, and thank you for your time.
Good morning. No problem. Of course, it's after lunch here in Paris.
It's afternoon there. Yeah, there is a time difference, of course. And you were there. When did you arrive to Paris?
We actually arrived yesterday morning.
And were you there to see Notre Dame before the fire broke out?
We were in the Latin Quarter on the left bank, where we were on a guided tour, my wife and I. And we walked out into the street after checking out this building. And I'm actually the first one that said, hey, to the guide, what's all that yellow smoke? Is there some kind of factory on fire? Because that's the first thing I would have thought of with all the smoke. And she said, I don't think there's any factories around there. So we kept walking to the bridge that crosses the Seine River. And of course, Notre Dame is on an island in the middle of the Seine River. And there we could see that the back of the Notre Dame Cathedral, the main part, was untouched in front. By the time we got to the bridge, we could see fire now. And I'm talking, I'm sure you guys have seen the pictures. There was a lot of police presence and barricades. Only people could walk across these bridges that normally take cars. But there wasn't any chaos. There was no one thought it was terrorists, which, of course, comes to your mind when you see a burning tall building like that. And the next thing I know, we were having our dinner because it was 7:30 by then. But it took a long time to walk across those bridges and get to the other side of the Seine.
Dr. Harold Leach is the father of our coworker, Dan Leach. Dr. Leach, can you still smell the fire there this morning?
When we are now far away from that area, but we were in the what they call the Marais area, which is on the other side of the Seine. And yes, you could still smell a little bit of the smoke, but There's no active smoking going on or fires right now, but people are still on the bridges, gathering around, taking pictures. The town hall, which has a beautiful big square, there was dozens and dozens of people doing nothing but looking at the burned out. Well, now you got to call it roof because this fire is gone.
Yeah, what really struck me yesterday, Dr. Leach, is the length of time that it took authorities to really get there. You mentioned you didn't see really any chaos as this fire was really starting to get going yesterday. And they're, you know, estimating about 2 hours for the fire crews to get there to start really trying to attempt to put this fire out. But it's a difficult place to get to. And, of course, with all the tourists there, from your vantage point, what was it like? And why do you presume it took so long for fire crews to start battling the fire?
Wow. My guess is, and this is strictly my own guess, is, remember, it's on an island in the middle of the Seine River. So they have to get all this equipment through these small little French streets with, like you said, tons and tons of tourists that were making it difficult. We must have heard dozens of sirens going every which way, not only to get there with the fire trucks and the fire boats, but to start blocking off all these streets because they were worried that things might start falling down and stuff. So they had to keep all the tourists away.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, the structure of any European city is makes it very tough for police and fire presence to get through these crowds.
Dr. Harold Leach, you were there on a historic day, obviously. We do thank you for your time. We're glad that you are safe, and we wish you the best. And again, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.